弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
没开始以前，我们还是有点祷告，我们去仰望等候我们的主。
Before we start, shall we all have a word of prayer? Together, we will wait for him and look in unto him.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks and praises, and we worship you.
刚才我们唱的两首诗歌都是从你儿女们心中所发出来的歌声。
The two hymns we just sang are from the very heart of your children.
主啊，这是教会的凯歌，得胜的歌。
And this is the church's victorious song.
这是每个神儿女们心中唱出来的凯歌。
And this is also the victorious song from every child of yours.
因为我们知道羔羊已经得胜。
Because we know that the lamb has prevailed.
因着你得胜，我们也得胜。
And because of your victory, we also overcome.
羔羊必得胜，羔羊是万王之王，万主之主。
The Lamb prevails, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
同着羔羊的，就是我们这些蒙召被拣选的，有忠心的，我们也要得胜。
And those of us who accompany the Lamb, who are called, chosen, and faithful, we will also gain the victory.
主啊，求你使我们的恩召和拣选能够坚定不移。
Lord, make our calling and the election immovable sure.
叫我们不失脚。
So that our feet will not slip.
到了那一天，我们都能够丰丰富富。丰丰富富的进入主耶稣基督那个永远不能震动的国。
So that on that day, an entrance will be supplied to all of us, to enter into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, which can never be shaken.
主啊，因着你的慈爱、你的怜悯、清晨的早晨、你的百姓、你的儿女，我们一起来歌颂、赞美、敬拜你。
Lord, because of your mercy and grace, all your children this morning come to worship, praise you.
主啊，我们一起称颂至高者。
Together, we will bless the Most High.
我们要赞美敬拜那活到永永远远的神。
And we will bless and worship the one who lives forever and ever.
主啊，你的国永远不会废去，永远也不会震动。
Lord, your kingdom will never pass away, nor will it ever be shaken.
主，你说这仗的权柄也要撑到万代。
Lord, the scepter of your kingdom will endure all generations.
主，今天早晨我们就一起举目仰望坐在宝座上的主。
Lord, together this morning we lift up our eyes to look upon the one who sits on the throne.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华。
Holy, 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 the King of kings.
愿你的荣耀不但充满全地，今天也能够充满在我们的中间。
Let your glory fill today, not only on the earth, but also in our midst.
开我们里面的眼睛，让我们看见你仍然坐在宝座上。
Open our inner eyes so that we can see that you continue to sit on the throne.
地上无论发生什么事，你仍然在哪里掌权。
Whatever transpires on your earth, you reign over all of us.
主，我们把余下的时间我们交托给主。
Lord, we just commit the remaining time to you.
与你的仆人同在，与我们翻译的姊妹同在，也与所有在这里听你话语的儿女们同在。
Be with your servant and also your maid and with all the brothers and sisters who are here listening to your word.
主，我们需要你的膏油。
Lord, we need your anointing.
听的、讲的、翻译的都需要。
The hearing, the translating, and the speaking, we all need it.
愿你的圣灵浇灌、充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit be poured out and fill us.
主啊，叫我们生愿和圣愿都能够响应，
Lord, so that the deep will call upon the deep.
主，叫我们之间没有一点间隔，没有间隔，没有间隔。
So there is no gap, no gap between all of us.
主啊，荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给从今一直到永永远远。
Lord, to you be the glory, the power, and the kingdom from now on forevermore.
我们的祷告祈求都是因着主你得胜的名。
And we pray, because of your victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处是在诗篇五十五篇。
The first one is in Psalm 55.
我们从第三节。
Verse 3.
都因仇敌的声音不忍的欺压，因为他们将罪孽加在我身上，把怒气逼迫我。
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me.
我的心在我里面甚是疼痛，死的，硫磺临到我身。
My heart is severely pained within me, and the terror's death have fallen upon me.
恐惧战惊归到我身，裂空瞒过了我。
Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me.
我想这是大卫的诗歌，他正在非常艰难困苦。逼迫攻击的一种光景的之下。
This is David's psalm, and he is in the condition of persecution, distress, difficulties, and death threatening.
他非常恐惧、战惊、害怕、担忧。
He is extremely worried, anxious, and afraid.
但是很奇怪的，下面几段经文他怎么说呢？第六节，我说。但愿我有翅膀像鸽子一样，我就飞去这些埃及。
But strangely, the following verses say, So I said, Oh, that I have wings like a dove, I will fly away and be at rest.
他要去得到安息，哪里的安息啊？很奇怪。
David's trying to find rest. Where could he find rest?
他说我必原有。说在哪里啊？旷野，大而可怕的旷野，这是他安息的地方，你看见吗？
Indeed, I will wander far off and remain in the wilderness. This great and terrible wilderness is the place where he will find rest. Do you see it?
我必速速的逃到避难所，脱离狂风暴雨。所以旷野是他脱离狂风暴雨的地方。是叫他安息的地方，是他的避难所。
I will hasten my escape from the windy storm and the tempest. You see that the wilderness is his refuge, is his dwelling place, is the place where he can be delivered from the windy storm and also the tempest.
好，我们再看一段《哥林多后书》啊，第四章第十五节到。
Now we will read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 to 18.
我们来看第十五节。
Verse 15.
凡事都是为着你们，好叫恩惠，就是恩典，因人多，越发的加增，感谢格外的显多，以至于荣耀归给神。
For all things are for your sake, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，中文翻得不是那么恰当。
Brothers and sisters, our Chinese translation is not quite correct.
好像这里保罗怎么讲？他说恩惠就是恩典了。因为人多就加增了，感谢呢也就显多了，以至于呢荣耀归给神。 弟兄姊妹，你想想这句话通不通？是不是聚会人数越多，恩典就会的越多呢？那么人数越少，恩典就越少呢？我相信绝对不是。
Brothers and sisters, the Chinese translation gives us the impression that because there are so many people, so God's grace is spreading to all these people. Does that mean that if we have more people, we would attain to more grace? If we have fewer people, we would receive less grace? Is that so? Definitely not.
今天很多大的教会 ,Map Church, 几千人甚至上万人的教会，他们的恩典就格外的多吗？不一定啊。
Today we have mega churches with thousands of people or 10,000 of people. Do they receive more grace than we do? Not necessarily.
他们是用成功神学、灵恩、神学、福音来吸引人的。
They are attracting people with their prosperity gospel or Pentecostal gospel.
那么像我们这样的教会，像以色列的教会，一百人左右，一百多个人，我们恩典就少吗？不一定吧。
But as to us, Islam Christian Assembly, we have around 100 people. Do we receive less grace than they do now?
所以等会我们再来解释。
So we would like to elaborate more on this verse later on.
第十六节，这句话就接着上面所讲的。所以他说我们不伤胆，外体虽然毁坏一天，内心却一天信实一天。我们这自担自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就接种无比永远的荣耀。
Following verse 16 says, Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
我们不是顾念所见的，我们是顾念所不见的。
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
啊，等会我们再进一步的来解释吧。
And we will get into more detail, explain it more later on.
啊，我们再来看两处圣经启示录第四章。启示录第四章。
In Revelation, chapter 4.
我们来读第七节到第十一节。
Verses 7 to 11.
我们就从第六节吧。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活斧，前后偏梯都满了眼睛。第一个活斧像狮子，第二个像牛犊。第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
Let's start from verse 6. Before the throne there was a sea of glass, like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures, full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle.
四个活斧各有六个翅膀，遍地内外都满了眼睛。他们遮也不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主生是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能的神。”
The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes all around and within, and they do not rest day and night.Saying, Holy, 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 the Lord God the Almighty, who was and is and is to come.
第九节，每逢四个活斧将荣耀、珍贵、感谢归给坐在宝座上的，活到永永远远这个时候。
Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever.
第十节，那二十四位长老就俯伏做宝座的面前敬拜那活岛，永永远远的又把他们的冠冕放在宝座的面前，说我们的主，我们的神，你是配的尊贵荣耀权柄的，因为你创造了万有，万有也是因着你的旨意被造而有的。
Verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
好，我们再读一处，就是第五章，我们读一节，第五章第五节。
And chapter 5, verse 5, just one verse.
长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看他犹大支派的狮子大卫的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那束卷，揭开那青年。
But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.
啊，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这是我第六讲大而可怕的旷野。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord that this is my sixth sharing on the great and terrible wilderness.
四月份大概我们还有一次，就是第七讲，我们才能把这个题目交通完。
There will be one more sharing in April, then we can finish this topic.
然后呢，我们要到下半年了，要到七月份的，我还会来到你们中间一起来交通一个新的题目。
And starting in July, in the last half of the year, I will come back to your list and share with you on another new theme.
巴不得七月份教会能够正式的、正规的、完全开放。
And also, if only, I hope that very soon by then that the church will be open formally.
我想我们到那时候，差不多所有的人吧，都已经打过这个救命针了，就是这个vaccine 了。
I suppose that by that time all of us have been vaccinated, and the vaccine is truly our life-saving shot.
所以我们不需要再害怕我会被感染到。
So we don't have to be afraid anymore that we might contract.
到了那时候我们的聚会，大家不要戴口罩了。
And then we don't need to wear masks anymore at the meetings.
我们也不需要 keep 什么distancing.
Nor do we have to keep social distancing.
我们能够真正的大家一起相亲相爱的，彼此拥抱，彼此握手，大家一起吃饭，一起交通，没有一点间隔。
And we can embrace one another. We can eat together. We can love one another with brotherly kindness.
我们感谢主，巴不得那一天，我们真正看到教会完全的开放。
And how much we do hope and wish that to see that.
我就想到这个马太福音第十八章的二十节。
And I remember Matthew 18, verse 20.
主耶稣曾经讲，无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会。无论在哪里，但有两三个人奉我的名聚会，在哪里，我就与他们同在。
Lord Jesus has said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道那个聚会，这个字英文的翻译就是 meeting together, come together, 大家一起来，一起来大家相见，这叫聚会。
The verse tells us that where two or three are gathered together, and that's the meaning of a meeting, people come together.
但是今天我们这种形式的聚会，网上的聚会，大家有没有来？没有来。你看看，我还在我的家里，你也在你的家里啊。我离开你们，还有在最少有二十个麦的距离，你们彼此之间也最少有好几个麦的距离。
Today's meetings online actually keeps us from each other because I'm still staying in my house at least 20 miles away from you. And among you, I live 7 miles between each other. So this is not a formal, a real meeting. We don't count it as a regular formal meeting.
我们去读希伯来书第十章，有一段话也是一样，23节。
可能10天。As we read Hebrews 10:23,
我想希伯来书是保罗写的。保罗说，你们要坚定所承认的指望，不至于动摇，因为应许我们是信实的。
I believe Hebrews is written by Paul, so he says that let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful.
所以你们要彼此相顾，结发爱心，勉励行善，不可停止聚会，好像那停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，因为那一个日子临近，你们更应当如此。弟兄姊妹特别注意，这里又提到那个聚会 come together.
Verse 24, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Brothers and sisters, let's notice that the word together is mentioned again, and this is the true meaning.
因为我们知道那时候有逼迫嘛。教会受到逼迫。
Because we know at that time the church is being persecuted.
所以很多弟兄姊妹有点害怕，有点担心了，所以就暂时就不来聚会。
So many brothers and sisters were frightened and anxious, so they stopped meeting.
所以保罗说，你们不可习惯的，很容易习惯的。
So Paul says that. Don't get used to it, because it is very easy for you to get used to not coming to meetings.
这里想到我们今天的网络的那个交通的聚会有一个很大的危险。
This reminds all of us that today's online meetings have a very great hidden danger.
时间长了以后会把人这个追求那个安逸。舒适的那种性情培养的格外的浓厚，所以慢慢我们就习惯了。哎呀，在家里也蛮好嘛，我们已经一样，像今天我们可以听信息对不对？我们也可以播饼也可以交通何必一定要跑到教会来，又费时间又费精力呢？慢慢我们会养成一个我们的本性本来就追求安逸。舒适的那种性情会培养的格外的浓厚，这是一个巨大的危险。
The greatest danger is that as time drags on, our human nature, which has a propensity for comfort and ease, will be so cultivated, so prominently, that we would think that, oh, it's okay if we can, it's not bad, we're sitting here at home and joining the meeting.And this is the great, grave danger we're facing now.
这是求神怜悯我们了。我们已经停滞了有一年了，已经慢慢的有点习惯了，不能再延长了。求主怜悯了，到了时间7月份真的能够开放。
And may God have mercy on us because it has been over a year, and we cannot keep going on.Like this any longer. So hopefully we will soon be seeing each other in person.
我想有些教会早已经开放了，可能2个月、3个月以前就已经开放。
Some churches have opened already, maybe 2 or 3 months ago.
在这个开放， 不是正规的开放。
However, this church opening is still not considered a normal, formal opening.
为什么这么讲？大家戴着口罩，对不对？来到教会，戴着口罩，你也不能的，我也看不清楚你。大家要 keep 所谓的 distancing， 大家最少有六尺的距离呀、啊。你看看，我们也不能一起吃饭，一起亲密的交通。哎呀！这叫聚会吗？当然形式上要比我们网上可能要好一些了，但是也好不了太多了。
Why do I say so? Because when they come to the meetings, they still have to wear masks, and so they cannot see each other clearly. And also the social distancing, we cannot embrace one another. We cannot have the intimate fellowship. Do you consider this is a normal regular meeting?I don't think so. Maybe in the format, it could be so, but still, it's not a real meeting.
弟兄姊妹，你看看初期的教会。
But brothers and sisters, take a look at the early churches.
虽然教会有逼迫了，那时候已经有逼迫了。
Even though at time, they have been persecuted already.
但是我们看到福音仍然能够广传。
But we see that the gospel can still be spread widely.
教会各处还是能够建立起来。
And the churches are being built up in everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么原因吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know why?
这就是一个教会的见证了，非常重要。
Because this is the testimony of the church, which is extremely important.
因为你去看这个《使徒行传》第二章，第44节到第46节，就是这么几节的圣经，三次提到他们 together， 一起的用饭，天天的擘饼用饭，成着感谢的心以及敬拜主，他们天天的 together 在一起。
If you read Acts.2:44 to 46, only a few verses, but three times the word together is being mentioned three times. And they come together, they gather together, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. They came together.
哎呀，你看一些弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的那一种光景呢。
So you here, you can see the condition, the state of brotherly love between them.
就好像一家的人一样，大家不舍得分开的。
Just like a family, we cannot bear to be apart from each other.
他们彼此相爱，同心合意。
They love one another and also with one accord.
哎呀，这样的一个见证呢，叫一些不信的人。看见了，他们受了感动，所以你就看见福音仍然贯穿教会，在各处都建立起来，就因着这个见证。但是今天这个见证，差不多有一年，教会已经失去了这样的见证。
Because of this testimony, as non-believers see it, so that the gospel is still being spread and the church is being built, but as of now, that it has been over here, the very testimony has been lost.
我相信神有他的旨意了。
I know God has his own purpose.
所以到了七月份，我们真的开放了以后，我们会更珍惜这样性质的那一种聚会。
So by July, when the church is truly opened, we would cherish more of such meetings.
好，我想我们就回到正题上面来吧，大而可怕的旷野。
Now let's come back to our theme, the great and terrible wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，大而可怕的旷野可怕不可怕？当然可怕。我们曾经用了《生命记》第八章，我们也用了《生命记》的第32章，我们看见这是一个荒凉、野兽、吼叫之地啊，怎么不可怕？有火蛇，有蝎子。还有干旱无水之地。
Is this wilderness terrifying? It is called the great and terrible wilderness. Of course it is. We have used Deuteronomy 8:32. And here we see that in that wilderness you would see the scorpions, fiery snakes, and also a land without water, and also a wasteland and a howling place of a desert.
我们现在正走在这个大而可怕的旷野，又漫长又艰难的一段路程，对不对？我们已经讲了，这是第二个我们得救的第二个阶段。我们是魂要得救，我们要成圣，我们可以进到第三个阶段，就是荣耀的里面。
And this is the wilderness we are journeying on. It's a long, it's an arduous trek, and in order that our soul will be saved, to finish the process of sanctification, to prepare us to enter into the third stage, glorification.
所以这条路我们必须经过的。
And this is the journey we have to pass through.
不然我们怎么能够进到那个荣耀的国度？怎么能够进到那个荣耀的丰盛的里面？那就是迦南美地。
Otherwise, how can we enter into the riches of the glorious kingdom, the good land of Canaan?
但是到底可怕不可怕呢？弟兄姊妹，你还记得我提到了七个方面，叫我们不再可怕，也不再忧愁了。
Now, is it really terrifying, brothers and sisters? Do you recall I mentioned seven aspects of the wilderness, which will enable us not to be worried, not to be afraid anymore?
那弟兄姊妹还记得吧？我就很快的用几分钟提一提，但愿我们都有这样一个意向，都有这样的看见。
I will quickly recap that, brothers and sisters. Do you remember this?I hope we all have this insight and this vision.
感谢主了，我们刚刚弟兄带领我们唱的诗歌第一首诗歌474首，就是给我们看到这个光景。
We thank God that the brother just led us to sing hymn 474, in which describes the conditions of the wilderness.
若是我们看到这个全方面，我们就不害怕了。
But if we are able to know the seven aspects of our journey, then we will not be afraid anymore.
当然，因为主已经得胜，我们也可以得胜。
Because the Lord has already overcome, so we will overcome also.
我们看到几个方面。第一个方面，那就是生命记第32章，给我们看见，虽然那样的荒凉可怕的一个旷野，但是我们感谢主。我们的神这个顾念我们，环绕我们，保护我们，如同保护他眼中瞳仁一样。哎呀，你看见他何等的宝贝我们。
Now, the first thing is that in Deuteronomy 34, even though we go through this howling waste of a wilderness, so desolate and so terrifying, but our Lord, our God is keeping us as the apple of his eye, he encircled us and he cared for us.
接下来他又说他好像把我们背在这个大鹰的翅膀上了，你还怕什么？
Next, the verse tells us that our God carries us on his shoulders as an eagle carries its young. Why are you afraid?
接下来我就讲到就像母鸡保护小鸡一样，又像大的飞鸟展开他的翅膀保护他的小鸟一样，所以这里已经看到有四个方面，对不对？
Next, we see that as a mother hen protects its young, also as a big bird spreading out its wings to protect its young. So we see, so far we have seen 4 points.
第五个方面，弟兄姊妹还记得以赛亚书第44章。讲到这个好的消息嘛，主耶稣基督弥赛亚要来做王了嘛，所以你们要高兴嘛，对不对？不但他做王，他还要来做牧人，来牧养我们，那就是诗篇23篇，我们看见的第二阶段，他是我们的牧人。
In Isaiah 40, we see that the Lord is coming as a king. And Psalm 23, we see that our Lord as the good shepherd.
他不但是我们的牧人，他还是大君王啊，万王之王啊，你还怕什么？
He is not only our good shepherd, but also he is the great King of Kings. Why are you afraid then still?
所以这一经是五个方面，第六方面是什么？他用神的启示嘛，对不对？这个带领我们，信的人都有神的启示随着他们。
So the sixth point is that he leads us with miracles and signs and wonders, and all those who believe him, these signs and wonders will accompany them as well.
第七件事就是要经过大而可怕的。旷野，但是感谢主给我们全兵能够见到蛇和蝎子，并且能够胜过仇敌一切的能力。这是路加福音啊，第十一章给我们看见主差遣70个人出去嘛。
The seventh point is what is said in Luke 10, as the Lord sent out 70 disciples, and He's given them authority and also power to trample.Scorpions and snakes and the power over anything from the enemy.
本来我还要加一件，就是有八个方面。我想，我们够了七个方面。第五方面你自己去看啊，这个以赛亚书第46章吧，你去自己去看吧。这是第一个、
okay.
第八个方面。
I could add one more point based upon Isaiah 46, but I think 7 points are more than enough. So, brothers and sisters, you yourself could refer to Isaiah 46 and find it.
所以我们刚刚念的大卫诗篇55篇，难怪大卫他知道这个大而可怕的旷野一点都不可怕啊！所以他遇到风暴、遇到这个难处、艰难的时候。他就逃到旷野里面去躲避这是他的避难所了感谢神
Now we give thanks to God and we know why David said that when he was facing encountering all the hardships and storms and tempests he would run all the way to the wilderness to find his refuge and the wilderness is not terrifying to him at all
但愿我们有大卫那样的看见，有这样的一个意象，那就好了。
If only we could all have the same vision, same insight as David did.
但是呢，我这座弟兄姊妹还记得，虽然这个当然可怕，那个旷野不可怕，但是呢，有几件事神要磨练我们，对不对？你们还记得两方面的磨练啊？一个当然是比较厉害的磨。那就是人的毁谤啊攻击啊逼迫啊这些保罗也遇到了很多。
And I also mentioned that even though the great wilderness is not that terrifying, but still we have to be refined by the Lord. And last time I mentioned 2 aspects of this refining work. One of them is just like Paul and David, they would be attacked, they would be slandered, they would encounter all the difficulties and challenges. This is part one of the refining work. And this is from their enemies.
这个磨是很疼痛的，对不对？
Of course, it is painful to, to go through this kind of refining.
这个还有一种磨呢，不是恶意的，也不是善意的，是误会的，无意的。那就是我们在教会中彼此服侍的时候常常会遇到的你磨我我磨到你这就是箴言27章那里说的切腹和切彼此相磨就磨出了润来了。
Now, another type of refining work from the Lord is based upon Proverbs 27. Iron sharpens iron, a man sharpens the strength of his countenance. And this is while we are serving the Lord, this kind of refining happens. It's not because of goodwill or because of evil, ill will. It simply happens unintentionally.People rub up against each other not because of anything they did it purposefully but simply because we are different as we serve it's bound to happen
我们知道切本来是没有什么用的但是经过切和切的磨练 啊，就磨出了这个有用的了。啊，正像保罗在提摩太后书所讲的，我们成为贵重的器皿，那个圣洁，那个合乎主用了。我们磨成了神儿子的那个形象，对不对？
We know that iron originally is useless, but if iron sharpens iron, it's just like what Paul says in 2 Timothy, that if we sanctify ourselves, then we will be made useful for the Lord. And this is how the work is being done.
但是还有一个磨，这是第三方面的磨。
And there is the third aspect of God's refining work.
这就是我们刚刚读的为什么我们刚刚念了哥林多后书第十章。
And this is what we just read in 2 Corinthians 4.
我刚刚已经解释了不是因为这个人多所以神就更多的感恩，这绝对不是这个意思，恩典就越多。
I explained already, is it not because of multitude of people, so grace increases, and not because of the number, the multitude of people.
这里是讲到哥林多后书第十章那一段话，其实是讲到因为保罗的生命非常成熟，非常丰富，他的教导也好，他的劝勉也好，他的安慰也好，他的鼓励也好，叫很多的弟兄姊妹得到帮助，得到供应，很多弟兄姊妹又不行起来了，又刚强起来了，所以他们得到了这样神这样的恩典，他们就满了感恩了，所以这个荣耀感恩也感谢也越发的显多，以至于呢荣耀都归给神，神得到荣耀。
Instead, it says, because of it, Paul is very mature in the Lord, so through his teaching, through his admonition, through his comfort, encouragement, many brothers and sisters are being edified, being built up, and therefore the grace is being spread upon them, and which cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
然后保罗的生命自然就这么丰盛的吗？这样成熟的吗？不是的，那就是我们要看的这个生命记第32章的第11节。
But is Paul's life is always so rich, so mature? Ever since he became a Christian, not so. And this is what we're going to read in Deuteronomy 32, verse 11.
我们的生命要成熟，要像基督一样的丰盛，我们必须要经过。还要经过这样的一个过程。
For us to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, to be so mature and also so rich in life, we have to go through this process.
第十一节那里讲到若是你去看第十一节生命记32章，就像老鹰一样怎么搅动巧窝，这个巧窝就是 net， 像一个老鹰啊，这个把这个小鹰啊，它在这个窝里面嘛，把它搞出来，拉出来。
Verse 11, Deuteronomy chapter 32, as an eagle stirs up its nest. We know that the young eagle stays in the nest, and the father eagle would have to pull the young out of its nest.
所以他在小鹰以上的，他在小鹰上面两次三战，这个小鹰背着他的两个这个翅膀上面。
And the eagle would hover over its young and carry the young eagle on its pinions.
哎呀，你看看这个景象，好危险的，老鹰在上面呢。小鹰已经在小窝里面，窝里面把它搞出来以后掉下去了，它还不知道怎么飞了。虽然它当然这个老鹰小鹰也会它飞了，但是它没有经历这样一个飞嘛，所以快要冲到地上去了，但是这个老鹰马上又到下面把它一击把它背在 他的翅膀上，哎呀，你看看这个场面，好惊险呐！
Now imagine the scene. It seems very dangerous as the eagle stirs up the nest and dries out the young one. And the young one, even though it knows how to fly, but it has never flown before, never has the flying experience. Just as the young one dives down to almost to the ground, and the eagle would right away spread out its wings to catch it.
所以一次又一次，这个小鹰就越来越会的飞了，越来越不害怕了，对不对？他自己能够展翅上腾，像老鹰一样的，他的生命成熟了。
Time again, after many experiences like this, and young eagle would know how to fly. He's able to spread his wings and fly above upward.
啊，不然这个小鹰一天到晚睡在这个窝里面很舒服啊，很享受啊，对不对？哎呀，嘴干了，这个母鹰给它喂奶，肚子饿了，这个老鹰就拿了东西这个从外面来给它吃啊，它就躺在那里。我们也知道鹦鹉都是建筑在非常高非常高的树上它看在春天呢，它可以看到下面的，哎呀，那种美丽的那种景象，哎呀，躺在那里真是一种享受啊，它不愿意出来啊，对不对？
Otherwise that young eagle would be staying in its nest, it would be fed by the father eagle, and also if thirsty, it will get water from the father eagle also. Plus, the nest is always built on a very high place of a tree, and there he could have such a beautiful scenery of the land below. It's so comfortable just staying in its nest.
弟兄姊妹，保罗也好，我们也好，多少时候也是这样，就是因为这样，主把我们经历这一些，我们的生命就成长了，基督的生命在我们里面越来越增长，增加，我们那个己的生命，天然的生命越来越减少，我们就丰富起来，对不对？就像保罗一样，哎呀，他你看看，他对着教会的带来多大的贡献呢？啊，好多弟兄姊妹因他得着恩典呢。
Brothers and sisters, like what God did to Paul, God will do the same.To us, allowing us to go through difficult challenges. So think of Paul, after he's been through all these hardships, his life began to become rich, and he has become such a provision, such a blessing to all the brothers and sisters. In the end, we will all be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有念过约伯记二十九章的第十八节？约伯记的第二十九章的第十八节，有没有读过这个约伯这个约伯自己讲的话？哎呀，他怎么讲的？他说我必死在家中，我必定要死在家中的家里面的。其实这个家里，你原文去看就是呢那个桥，就是老鹰、小鹰蹬的那一个窝那就是 net。所以他说我要死在这里了，对不对？这个生命不会成长的，不会成熟的，也是像这个老样子，树林上等于是死掉一样的，对不对？所以他说我也要离开这个桥窝了。
Brothers and sisters, have you read Job 29 verse 18? He says, I shall die in my nest. If we continue to stay where we are, then in the end we will die there. But no, he has to come out of his nest, come out from his house, as the Chinese translation says.
结果你再念下去，哎呀，他就像鱼露一样的滋润了好多的人，并且他的话能够安慰许多的人，叫那些灰心的人、难受的人能够得到安慰，得到勉励。哎呀，你看他的话。带着能力，就像保罗一样的带着能力啊，对不对？带着果效啊，叫人能够刚强起来，不再灰心的啊，就是因为他经历了这些。
Now, if you continue to read, you will see that Job's words suddenly come to people as you with such power. Job was able to comfort other people, to edify them, just as Paul's word is also powerful, is able to provide for others, to edify them.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了，经过这个三个方面的磨练呢，最终我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So, brother and sister, do you see that these three aspects of God's refining work, in the end, we will be conformed to the image of the Son of God?
这个你们还记得我曾经用过约翰一书第三章，什么时候我们见到主的面，我们就必然像他一样，对不对？我们什么时候主把我们接取这主来的时候，我们就完全的像主了，这是一定的。正像保罗在希伯来书刚刚我念的第十章，坚定你们所承认的指望，不至于动摇，允许我们是信实的。他一定要把我们磨成他儿子的形象，好叫我们进到第三个阶段。
So it's just like First John, brothers and sisters, I read to you before that when the Lord appears, we shall be like Him because we shall see He as He is. And this is also like Hebrews 10 just read. We should hold fast our confession without wavering, but because He who promises is faithful.
我们刚刚念了启示录第十章第五章。
And we just read Revelation 4, chapter 4, chapter 5.
我们看见这幅图画美丽的景象。
Here it shows us such a beautiful thing, such a beautiful picture.
我们知道这个四个活妇二十四位长老就是代表着宇宙的教会，整体的教会到那时候都被提了，在千年国度里面他们怎么敬拜神、赞美神、称颂神。
Here the 24 elders and also the four living creatures represent the universal whole churchwhen in the millennium kingdom, how they worship, bless, and praise God.
哎呀，你就看到那种荣耀啊、真言啊、伟大、美丽啊、华丽的那个景象啊，啊，荣耀的教会，得胜的教会，看见吗？
Here you see the glory, you see the majesty, you see the beauty, you see the splendor of the universal corporate church.
我们知道你去念这个启示录有几点我们一定要抓住这个 key, 不然的话你这个去解释启示录会叫你很 confuse, 这个很重要。
When we read Revelation, there are a few keys we have to have a handle on, otherwise when you read the book, it's going to be very confusing.
因为很多地方它是倒叙的，就是把后来要发生的事它放在前面。
Because in many places it's written in reverse chronology, so it will tell you the end first.
很多地方，你比如说你读到这个启示录二十一章，第一节到第九节，它是讲新天新地，然后呢，第九节一直讲到最后二十几节，是讲到那个千年国度的景象，对不对？
Such as in Revelation 21.verses 1 to 9 speak of the new heaven and new earth, but afterward, toward the 20-ish verses, and they speak of the millennium kingdom again.
所以这里我们看到这个美丽的景象好像一个 happy ending.
So here we see this beautiful thing, which is truly a happy ending.
给我们很大的安慰，很大的鼓励。因为什么？因为第六章你去看你就知道大灾难，对不对？六个印要揭开了，哎呀不得了。但是先给我们看见教会已经被提在空在千年的国度里面那个荣耀的景象。
Now, this beautiful thing gives us quite comfort and encouragement.
But when you read, just as you read chapter 4, you see the whole church is being raptured in the air in the millennium kingdom. And then later, the author will tell you in chapter 6, you have to go through the tribulation first.
我想这个四个活父二十四位长老，绝对不是天使了。有人解释这一段说，这是天使预表着天使，但是弟兄姊妹，你记得，启示录里面讲到天使，从来不用表号的。你去读很多的地方，天使就是天使，所以这里一定是讲到整体的教会。
Many people say that four living creatures and 24 elders are angels. They are symbols and they typify typify the angels. But if you read Revelation, angels are angels. No sign, no symbols have ever been applied to angels.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫活佛啊？ Living creation, 活的，有生气的，这个活佛，不就是你我，不是就是今天的教会吗？
Now the four living creature, they are creature, they are living with breath. Aren't they just the church of you and me today?
我们本来都是死的，不要忘掉，我们是死在罪恶过犯中的。以弗所第二章第一节就讲到，我们是死在罪恶过犯中的，他叫我们怎么活过来了，感谢主，我们是死的，现在活过来了。
We thank God that we were originally dead, just as Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that we were dead in sin and trespasses, but God made us alive.
我们本来都是像那撒路一样，就死在坟墓里面，死的并且臭了，我们像虫一样，像蛆一样的了。
We were like Lazarus, dead. Like worm, like maggots, and we also
stunned.但是我们看约翰福音第五章，主耶稣亲口讲的，到了那时候，死了的人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人怎么样，活过来了，听见的人他们都活过来，像拉萨路，主耶稣说拉萨路出来。 哎呀，你看他出来了，我们都出来了，活过来，感谢我们的神。But
in John 5, we see that the Lord says, "Who hears the voice of the Son of God will live." Just like Lazarus, when he heard the voice of Jesus, he came out of the tomb and he lived again.
以弗所第二章，不是有这段话吗？因着他丰盛的怜悯，爱我们的大爱。 当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，他叫我们活过来，叫我们一同复活，一同坐在那里啊，天上，天上，这就是老鹰啊，老鹰啊，你知道吗？在天上啊，高空啊。This
in Ephesians 2 also tells us that God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with him and made us sit together with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, heavenly places are just the place where the eagle soars. That's us.
我们刚刚看到四个活父，他们像什么？像狮子，对不对？像牛，他们的脸面像人，还有呢，像老鹰。
And also the four living creatures are like the lion, the calf, and one with the face as a man, and like an eagle.
我们知道这是预表着基督嘛，很清楚的。马太福音就讲到我们主耶稣是狮子，马可福音他就是牛嘛，然后路加福音他就是人嘛，这个约翰福音他就是老鹰嘛，他就是神嘛。
Now we know that these typify our Lord Jesus Christ, just as in Matthew, our Lord is depicted as a lion, Mark as an ox, and Luke as a perfect man, and also John as an eagle. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他是狮子，我们今天也是狮子，感谢主，我们磨成了神儿子的形象，我们也今天也是狮子，不要忘掉。 得胜有得胜。
So just as our Lord is a king, likewise we are also a lion. Just as he is a lion, we are being conformed to the image of the Son of God. Don't forget this point.
我们的主耶稣他是犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根嘛。我们刚刚念的启示录第五章嘛，对不对？
In Revelation 5, we just read that our Lord is the Lion of the tribe of Judah and also the root of David.
他已经得胜，还要得胜。
He has overcome and he went out conquering and to conquer.
这个你看到主耶稣在地上的时候，他是不是像狮子？哇，狮子一吼叫不得了哈，所有的野兽啊都发抖啊，在那里。
Think of this, our Lord, while he was on earth, wasn't he like a lion? Just as a lion roars, everything is trembling.
你看他，这个在圣殿里面怎样把这些蛮牛羊割肢的，哎呀，把他们都推出去了，用鞭子把他们打出去了，这像不像狮子？他怕什么？你看看他怎样责备那些法利赛人，谁敢碰这些法利赛人的？真有他。
Just as our Lord, when he went into the temple and he drove out all those who sold oxen and sheep, and also how he severely rebuked Pharisees. In those days, who dared to rebuke Pharisees? Isn't this remarkable that when he spoke, it's like a lion roaring?
他得胜，我们也是得胜，我们也是狮子。So
as he has overcome, so we will overcome, just like our Lord is the lion.
我们是 born for win, 我们生下来就是得胜的 ，overcome 不要忘掉。We
are
你就是得胜的。We
are born overcomers. We are born to win. As long as you are born of God, you are an overcomer.
约翰一书第五章十八节那里说，凡从神生的，就是能够保守自己。那恶者无法害他们的，没有办法害我们的。Just
as 1 John 5:18, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
所以我们的地位都是得胜的。
Position-wise, we're all overcomers.
我们从神生的就胜过了这个世界。He
who is born of God has overcome the world.
全世界都谋在恶者的手下，我们是属神的，就是得胜。Even
though the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, but because we belong to God, we are overcomers.
主耶稣像狮子，他又像牛，牛是什么？哎呀，整天就在那里劳动的。我们的主耶稣那时候，三年半的时间，你看他不停的昼夜不停的，哎呀，教导人，行神迹奇事，吃饭也没有时间，吃睡觉也没有时间睡的，他就像牛一样的，不是人。
And also our Lord is as an ox, just as in Mark, how it describes our Lord, as the ox moves about labors every day. And this is what our Lord Jesus did while he was on earth. He would be teaching, driving out demons. He didn't have time to eat, to rest. And so he is laboring just as an ox would do.
主耶稣说：“我来不是受人服侍的，我来是服侍人的。”So
the Lord says, "I came not to be served, but to serve."
哎呀，你看马可福音第3章，哎呀，他的妈妈玛利亚两次罪受，哎呀，你在那里发疯了，你癫狂了，饭也不要吃，觉也不要睡，年纪轻轻才30岁，你不要活了，你把他要拉回到家里去，让他休息，妈妈看了。 正是心疼啊，最少有两次，主耶稣不理他妈妈的。In
Mark 3, and we see that at least twice, our Lord Jesus' mother, seeing his son is
working and not resting, not eating, and not drinking. So she saw that he was beside himself. So she was trying to pull him out of the crowd, and because it hurts the mother's heart seeing her son acting like this.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们也能够像主耶稣一样，好好的服侍弟兄姊妹，好好的服侍教会，建造教会，不怕劳苦。
So brothers and sisters, I hope we will be like our Lord Jesus to serve the church, to build up the church well and not being afraid of hard work.
他也是人，我想我就不多讲了。他是真是道成的肉身啊，他也会的疲倦，他也会受试探，对不对？他也会饿，他也会因着受试探而受苦，就像人一样。
And as to Luke, I don't need to mention more because our Lord Jesus Christ is just like us as a man. He would become tired, he would become hungry, and he would be tempted, and because of all the temptations, he suffered from them.
但是他不同的，他这个人是没有原罪的，也从来没有犯过罪，他是完全圣洁无瑕疵的羔羊。
But the Lord is different from the rest of us because he does not have the original sin, nor would he sin. He is just the blameless, the perfect, spotless Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天也是人，但是同主耶稣不一样，对不对？这个我们今天神造人就是照着他的形象造的，样式造的，我们今天就应当是这样。
Brothers and sisters, we are men today. We have been made, created according to God, and this is what we should be.
你去看以弗所书第四章二十三节，讲得很清楚。以弗所书第四章二十三节这里讲什么？我们要脱去行为上的旧人，然后呢，我们要穿上新人。这个什么叫新人？心思感换一新，穿上新人。这个新人是照着神的形象造的，有什么？有真理的仁义和圣洁，我们都应当像这样。
Just as Paul says in Ephesians 4 that we should put off concerning our former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and we should be renewed in the spirit of our mind, and that we should put on the new man, and this new man was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of truth.
我想我们都像老鹰，我刚刚就讲过了，远走高飞啊，我们是属天的，我们是生活在天上的，不是生活在地上的，这就是老鹰了。
And we're all like an eagle. We should fly far away and above. We do not live on earth just like the eagle does. We are heavenly, living in heavens.
哥罗西书第三章，你去看第一节到第四节，就是讲到了。他说我们真如，我们若真是与基督一同复活，我们就当求上面的事，因为在哪里有基督，在神的右边。我们应当思想求上面的事，不是地上的事。为什么？因为我们已经死了，我们的生命和基督一同藏在神的里面。基督是我们的生命，我们一同藏在神的里面。神在哪里呀？第三层天，最高最高的，这就是老鹰了。我们都是老鹰，应该。
So just as Colossians 3 says that if you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, where does God dwell? It's in the third heaven. It's the high above the earth, just like where the eagle would be living in the air.
我想还有几分钟的时间，今天反而讲不完的，我们还有第七讲。 我们看到24位长老，什么叫24位长老？24位长老，很简单，12位，我们去看，若说你去读21章启示录，很清楚的，那就是，整个圣城新耶路撒冷有12个门嘛，对不对？每个门上有12位天使的名字，你看看，这里讲到天使就是天使，有天使的名字，还有12个支派的名字嘛。还有这个墙有个根基嘛，这个根基有12个使徒的名字嘛，所以一个是旧约的圣徒，一个是新约的圣徒，都成了一个新的人，这就是教会嘛，对不对？24位长老，12加12就是24。
Now since we cannot finish today's theme anyway, I'll share a little bit of Revelation 21. We see the 12 elders. Who are they?They represent the saints in Old Testament, in New Testament. How do we know this? Because in the New Heaven and New Earth, the Holy City, New Jerusalem, has 12 gates. And 12 gates, each one has an angel. And then on the gates, the 12 names of the tribes are written on them. And also,The city has a foundation, and the foundation has the 12 names of the apostles. So we know that this 24 elders represent the church. All the people from the Old Testament to New Testament, all the saints are included in that. And here, angels are angels. They are not symbols. They are simply plain angels.
我们个人是信道的人，整个教会也是新人嘛，新人就是外邦人和犹太人都称了一个身体，我们感谢主，这就是24位长老。
We are the new creation, the new man, individually and corporately, all the Gentiles and all the Jews together to become one new man. And we give thanks to God that this is the 24 elders.
但是我们看到这个24位长老里面当然有得胜的，教会中间当然有得胜的，感谢主，你看见吗？他们把他们的冠冕放在主宝座的面前，他们虽然是得胜的，但是他们觉得他们都不配，所以他们把他们得胜的那个冠冕呢，荣耀就放在主宝座的跟前。我想这方面我们就下次我们来交通了。
Now, 24, the elders have the crowns upon them. They are overcomers. Just like in the church, they are overcomers also. But here we see that they feel they are so unworthy. They just put their crowns at the feet of the Lord. And more details will be shared until next time.
我们感谢主，他们说我们的主，我们的神啊，你是配得珍贵。拥有权柄的，因为你创造了万有，万有也是因着你的旨意而被造而有的，他们完全是神的恩典怜悯，把他们磨成了完全像主耶稣基督一样。第二点，所以他们把他们的冠冕，他们不配，就有主他是配。
They feel that they're so unworthy.Of the Son of God. So here they say, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，人的话停止了，愿是出于圣灵的，出于你的话，仍然能够承载你儿女们的心中有回头的亮光。
Dear Lord, even though man's words may stop here, but every word that is from you, may it dwell in your children's heart so that they will receive the hindsight.
但愿我们都有老约翰所看见的那个异象。
If only we could all have the same vision that the aged Apostle John has seen.
就我们就是四个活泼，我们也都是24位长老，这是你的教会。
the four living creatures and also 24 elders, the overcoming church.
主啊，我们就仰望你，依靠你，求你基督的怜悯我们，恩待我们，带领我们，保守我们。
We simply look unto you and depend on you. May you continue to lead us, protect us, and guide us.
让你以永世的计划旨意能够成就在我们的身上，成就在你的教会的身上。
So the eternal purpose of yours may be accomplished in us as well as in your church.
但愿怜悯、平安、仁爱多多的加给我们。
May mercy and peace and grace be multiplied to all of us.
我们祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贝的名，阿门。
We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好。